Welcome to Own It Talk, where student organizations from around the country share success tips on leadership and life. Welcome everybody to Own It Talk. Today on the episode, we have Laura, who is the current Missouri 4-H president. And I had the privilege of meeting her when I spoke at their Youth Summit conference this year and also at their Congress conference. And what I can say about Laura is that what really stuck out about her is just her energy. She just has really positive energy. She's a blast to hang out with, and she's a great leader. So please welcome Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for that great introduction.
Well, thanks for being on the show. I got a few questions I'm going to ask you, so just answer them honestly, and we're going to get going. What do you say?
All right. It sounds great.
Okay. The first question I have is I want to know something positive that's going on with Missouri 4-H, with your club.
One thing I have to say that's really positive that we just started at our state 4-H council meeting is that we're teaching the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And we're doing this because whenever kids get on council, we tell them that they're leaders, but we don't really have a development program for them yet. And so as being president, I kind of took the initiative to actually create a development program implementing the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's awesome. So you actually took the initiative to bring that outside resource in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's one thing.
Yeah, I love the 7 Habits. I actually listened to those when I was in high school, and they like changed my life. So I definitely recommend to viewers to check out 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. That's awesome. So my next question then is, what is a favorite activity or thing that you guys do in your club?
My favorite activity is really an event that State Council gets to host. It's called Teen Conference. It's for 11 to 13-year-olds, and Missouri State 4-H Council actually hosts the conference, and they teach the youth. And so we have youth teaching youth in workshops, and we have it on the Mizzou campus, actually. Mm-hmm. And so in the workshops, we have generosity, belonging, and mastery. And so the State Council gets to teach those three subject areas to the youth of the conference.
So these are your high school 4-H members teaching like 11 through 13-year-olds?
Yeah, that's right.
And what are some of the things that they teach them?
It's generosity, mastery, and belonging. Those are three key subject areas that we like to use on council to include everybody. And so we create workshops around those three ideas for the youth.
I like that a lot, just for the fact that you have the youth in leadership position, so that's the best way to learn about leadership. I mean, you know, is like not just hearing it from a speaker, from a teacher, but actually implementing it by you teaching other people. And that's what you guys did there. So good job.
Thank you.
And let's see. Next question is, what do you do in club meetings that helps increase productivity and success for you guys?
One thing that we started doing at the council meetings is that we set council norms. And so with that, we make a list of 10 normal things that we want to see at the council meeting. For example, we say be respectful to other people. We say take turns talking and then like sharing our things that we need to share. And we just create a list of things that we want to see get done at the meeting.
So it kind of helps you stay on track. It holds everybody accountable. It sets expectations, right?
Yeah, basically.
And how many norms do you have?
We create a new list each time. I set a number, I say 10, but that's just so that I get the council representatives talking and actually engaged in the meeting.
And that includes the things that you want to get done during that meeting?
No, it's just a list of things. Be respectful.
Gotcha.
Don't talk when others are talking, and normal, respectful things.
Like I just did to you right there.
Yeah.
Don't talk when the interviewee is talking. There you go. Okay, Laura, I got one more question for you. You have been a fabulous interviewee so far. So the last question is, what's a conflict or something that maybe as a club you guys are working on or struggling with?
In any group, you're really going to have a conflict. But one thing that council sees is that we bring together so many different personalities that sometimes we have extroverts and we have introverts and we have old council members talking with old council members and we have new council members not being all included. But at the end of the day, of our first meeting day, we have a special team bonding activity. And at our last meeting this past weekend, we had bowling. And so that actually got to include all the members of the council, and it got everybody talking, and it got everybody together, and it was just a way to bring together everybody's different personalities.
I think, most people listening are either, club advisors or they're in some certain type of club, and I think they can relate to what you're saying right there. New people come in, you're trying to get that team, that morale going, and it's just kind of awkward. People don't know each other, they got different personalities. So what I'm hearing is that you guys kind of use bowling as an activity to break the ice.
Yeah, we have a team bonding activity to just make sure that everybody gets included and that everybody gets to talk to everybody at least once.
All right, so you gotta be honest with me. What was your bowling score?
Well, back in
Uh-oh.
my hometown, bowling was about the only thing that we got to do except go to the movies. So I averaged about a good 85.
All right, 85. Was that bumpers or no bumpers?
Without bumpers. Unfortunately, I grew out of that age range for
Okay.
bumpers.
All right. Well, Laura, you keep up the great work at Missouri 4-H, and I just know 4-H is an excellent organization. I'm proud to have been able to speak there. And because of people like you, Laura, you're providing leadership and you're helping train new leaders for our future. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, Brandon. And on behalf of me, Missouri 4-H and Missouri State 4-H Council, we want to thank you for taking the initiative to have this Own It Talks.
All right, well, thanks to Laura for being my guest today, and thank you all for listening to Own It Talk. If you would like to request some more information or you want possibly to refer somebody to be interviewed, you can find more information at brandonleewhite.com. That's brandonleewhite.com, and on social media at Youth Mover. That's one word, Youth Mover. Thanks for listening to this episode, and remember that the greatest things you can own aren't things at all. Their opportunities. So go out there and own it.